I'm speaking here with Roger Berry. And Roger, first of all, tell me about yourself and the group that you represent.
Right. I'm the field director with an organization in the state of Nebraska called the Alliance for the Future of Agriculture in Nebraska.
All right. Well, speaking here to farm broadcasters at their Washington Watch program, what's the message you have for this group?
The main message that we have here to this group today is we're wanting the farm broadcasters to join with us and start telling the story for America's farmers and ranchers. You know what? There's some great stories out there of farmers and ranchers, young couples wanting to survive on the farm. There's a lot of organizations out there trying to tear them down and make it to where they can't compete and won't be able to operate, which will be rip apart us, the seams of our rural communities. We want to make sure that the story is being told of these farmers and ranchers, that they are doing things right. They're doing things the correct way. They're being good to their animals, and that's the story. That's the reason why we're here today.
Well, I would dare say that that's what farm broadcasters do, at least the ones I know. So I think you've got a ready, willing, and able audience here. Not to mention any of those organizations in particular, but we may be hearing from one later today. But when it comes to the ways that you're trying to get the message out besides farm broadcasters here, how is it going and what else needs to be done?
Well, it's going well. It really is. But what we found, the most effective thing that can be done is for those farmers and ranchers to stand up and tell their story. And it's not the nature of farmers and ranchers to do that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we farm and we ranch because we want to be out there on the land where we aren't having to deal with some of these things. But if we continue to do that, we're going to see an industry disappear, simply and ranchly, because of some of the organizations, such as the organizations you're going to hear from tonight here at this conference. So we are working very hard to get those families to step forward and start telling their story. Because you know what? People really want to, the general public really wants to know that that farmer and rancher shares the very same values that they do. And they do. Our farm and ranch families do share the very same values of our urban populations.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, the group we are talking about tonight will be the Humane Society of the United States. There are many groups like them who are trying to portray agriculture in a completely different light from what I think is reality. By their way of doing it is to sensationalize some isolated incident and try to make you believe this is the way all farmers are. But looking at how the farmer especially can communicate that message to the consuming public, I know that many of us in media are thinking that some of these new social media and social networking tools are an ideal way, method, inexpensive, easy to use, and of course right now the big one is Twitter. We were talking about it at lunch before the program here. I am seeing quite a few farmers start showing up on Twitter that are following me, now I'm following them. So what would you say in terms of employing some of those mechanisms just to directly communicate to the world?
I'd say it's very, very important. 70%, I think the statistics lately are 70% of the people who go on the internet today are not going to the web, they're going to the social media sites. You've got a huge audience there to tell that story. And for those who are on following on Twitter, who would you rather believe? A farm and ranch family that's there doing it every day, or an organization trying to tear them down that's never been on a farm?
So I'm going to ask you, probably put you on the spot here, but does Roger Berry have a Twitter account?
I don't have a Twitter account yet, but I do have a Facebook account. So I'm learning the Facebook.
That's
once
good,
I get Facebook learned, I'll do the Twitter.
Well, and what you'll find is they integrate with each other very nicely.
Yep.
And so then, of course, if you don't already, we'll expect to have the Roger Berry blog, too.
But, there you go. Yep. Sooner. sometime in the future.
Okay. Well, we applaud the efforts that your organization is doing. Thank you for being here with us at Washington Watch. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.